A NATO helicopter crashed during a battle with the Taliban in Afghanistan this weekend, killing 31 U.S. soldiers and 7 Afghans in the deadliest single incident for American forces in the decade-long war. Afghan President Hamid Karzai announced that the troop-carrying Chinook helicopter crashed in Wardak Province, eastern Afghanistan, during the night between Friday and Saturday. The Taliban claimed they downed the helicopter with rocket fire while it was taking part in a raid on a house where insurgents were gathered in the province of Wardak late Friday. NATO confirmed that there was enemy activity in the area, but it said it was still investigating the case and conducting a recovery operation at the site. Upon learning of the deaths of the 31 U.S. troops, U.S. President Barack Obama said the incident is a reminder of the extraordinary sacrifices being made by America's military and its families. In a written statement, Obama said he also mourned the loss of 7 Afghan soldiers killed in the crash. The toll surpasses the worst single-day loss of life for the U.S.-led coalition in Afghanistan since the war began in 2001. The June 28, 2005 downing of a military helicopter in eastern Kunar province saw 16 Navy SEALs and Army Special Operations troops killed when their craft was shot down while on a mission to rescue 4 SEALs under attack by the Taliban. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.